Hello world and welcome back to 513 Heartbeat. I am your host Sugar Renee and I'm so thankful for y'all for being patient with me, not being able to do my show yesterday. Had a whole bunch of children with me and of course, you know, the kids like to play. Ain't nobody want to be quiet. So I can't wait to get back into it with you all for another exciting 4 episodes of Solo Leveling with Sungjin Woo this morning. I hope you're having a great Sunday. All right, my lovely listeners, you've waited long enough, right? Are you ready for another epic saga of Solo Leveling with Sungjin Woo here on Tapas? And if you do not have a Tapas account, I would suggest if you were wanting to read along, getting signed up, and you can use my code LIKU870A, and it will get you started with a nice amount of ink, a whole bunch of ink. So you can continue to read your favorite webtoons if you don't have any already. Getting started with Solo Leveling, I feel like it's a great start. So this morning I have some really nice webtoon reviews as well as some upcoming events. I have something really, really nice for next Saturday that's going to happen and hopefully you'll enjoy the show. All right, so if you haven't already been listening to 513 Heartbeat, you'll know that I have a show called Black Excellence, and I have something special in store for you all, and I can't wait. I'm excited. I can't wait to really share the depth of what's going to happen next Saturday. All right, so today we'll be getting into not only just the reviews and a special update for next Saturday's show, we are going to also have a nice quote. It's getting cold outside and it's already snowing here in Cincinnati. I don't know about anywhere else, maybe on the East Coast, Midwest Coast. Like, just make sure y'all are staying cool if you're hot and warm if you're cold. And of course I got the beef for y'all. I ain't gonna leave y'all hanging for that. But let's get into it. Okay, so last week, if you've been reading along with us on Solo Leveling on Tapas or Tappy Tunes, it's whatever you want to do. But if you've been reading along with us, we are up to episode 17. And last week's episode where we ended off, it was episode 16. And Sungjin Woo was down in this huge dungeon below a subway near his house or near the hospital he was staying at, and he ended up getting into a whole lot of trouble. Well, pretty much more than he bargained for, but it helped him to learn some things. It helped him to understand that the beasts that he was fighting, you could tell how strong they were based on the color of the name that was above their heads. And if it was white, their name was white, it was weaker than him. If it was, I think it was yellow or orange, it was the same level as him. But if it was red, it was way more powerful than him. And he ended up taking on a pack of wolves and a ginormous snake. And now we are at the portion where he has fought and defeated the snake that he was fighting. And he's sitting down and he's laughing. In my head, he's laughing very cantankerously. He's just obnoxiously laughing. You know, just really cracking up because he can't believe that he won against this behemoth. He has won and he's just a little bit stronger, right? And he's sitting there, and this notice bar pops up and is telling him that you have defeated the king of the swamp, the blue venom fanged Kaska. And he's looking at his clothes, checking over his body, and seeing how much damage he's assessed. The sword that he got from Mr. Kim that was in his inventory is destroyed. His clothes are torn to shreds. His whole body is sore. But on the upside, he's got some new weapons from defeating the Kaska. And it's a dagger made out of the fangs, not the bones. And it allows him to do a double attack. And it uses paralyze and bleed effects. So he's happy about that. And in comparison, it seems a bit trickier to use than the venom gland that he's gotten. And it's saying that since you have defeated the boss, the dungeon will now be restored to its original state. So because he was in this dungeon, the subway that he had entered was looking really crazy. It looked decrepit, looked like no one has been in there to clean it or do anything or run any maintenance on it in years. And now that he's defeated this dungeon, it's going back to looking all pristine and like someone cares about it. The snake's body is evaporating or disintegrating into thin air. All the grass and everything that was around him at Hap Jong Station is now gone, and everything looks right as rain. Ironically, it's raining outside when he steps outside of it. And someone asked him, "What are you doing? Why did you step out of there?" And they're walking towards him holding a gun. It's a soldier. "Didn't you hear the announcement?" And Song Jin-woo is asking, "What's happening?" He said, "Wait, are you being serious right now?" And the soldier is starting to look at his clothes and to assess his body and asking him if he's a hunter. And then apologizing to him and saying, "Let me escort you right this way." He said, "Okay, what is it this time?" And as he looks around, there are beast carcasses everywhere. And it's looking like there was a gate that had opened nearby and all these magic beasts had came through it. The soldier tells him, "The ones in this area have all been taken care of. There's just one large beast left. Maybe it's because of his sensory status, but he can feel it. It's a boss." So all the hunters are fighting this boss beast that's come through one of the dungeons into the earth plane. And they are struggling. Their weapons aren't actually having any effect on it. And all throughout this, there are reporters. Of course, Earthlings. You gotta send some reporters to be in the scene of danger where they can get thrashed and try to capture the footage of the hunters fighting. The soldiers are trying to get them to evacuate, but they're not listening, of course. And while the hunters are struggling and asking for healers to heal and for the people who are fighting to keep fighting and, you know, don't give up, they're just sitting back taking pictures with their phones and videotaping. Of course, probably putting on Instagram and Facebook, you know, just to show people like, "Hey, I'm actually here at the scene of the battle and this is what's happening." These guys are struggling so hard and they're fighting a rock monster. Sung Jin-woo finally arrives at the scene of the event and he's just watching them struggle at first. And he's thinking like, you know, it's a D rank. And he sees his healer there. His B rank healer. And she's struggling, really. Like, I feel like she still hasn't gotten over what happened to her in that double dungeon. but she's still trying to do her best. And they're wondering, like, what's with her? But of course, she's having flashbacks in the middle of healing people. And she's not doing a good job. She's thinking, like, if I back down now, I won't be able to get back up. And it's been a week since the incident. Looks like she hasn't been able to overcome the trauma yet, thinks Zhang Jinwu. So he thinks, you know what? It's time for me to step in. This boss is around a D rank. It's a step down from the boss I fought earlier. So if I can just break down its defenses. So he's in the back where no one else can see him. And he decides to throw his broken sword that he got from Mr. Kim right into the middle of the dungeon boss's head. Pow! Crack! It screams in agony and it's collapsing. And all the hunters that are around it start to go in for the kill. They did it. They defeated it. But one of the hunters is like, hold on, something ain't right. It went down too fast. They weren't even making a dent on it at first, but then all of a sudden it just went down and he sees it. Mr. Kim's broken sword sitting in the pile of rubble that is left over. And he's wondering, what the heck? Where is this? Where'd this even come from? Who does it belong to? He's looking around and he's thinking, like, hey, it was just this guy here with me, but he's gone now. He even walked off. Sun Jinwu killed the beast and is out. And that is the end of episode 17. It was pretty eventful, especially from what he just went through, only to come out and have to fight something else. But you know it's going to keep going on into 18. Episode 18, Sun Jinwu has gone back to the hospital and he's working out and getting ripped. Abs on abs on abs. And the nurse that walks in, who sees his shirt off, is like, oh my freaking goodness. Because look how fine he done got. And she's like trying to get his attention. And he said, no, I'm the one who should apologize because I came into your room and you are ripped and I can't stop staring at you. So she's like, well, I don't remember this patient having such a nice body. And she's wondering, you're being discharged today, right? And she's like, can I get your number? Hey, shoot your shot, sis. Shoot your shot. And he's like, what's my number? And she said, yes, if you're okay with it. Is she going to send me an exam result later? Sure. Hold on a sec. Of course, Sun Jinwu is naive to the fact that this woman asked for his phone number. Boo, you was just in there with your shirt off, showing off your 6-12 pack. And now you're wondering why somebody wants your phone number. Boy, stop. So he finally gets home. And he is yawning, getting up, and his sister is about to head out to school. And she sees his stomach. She's like, what the heck? Have you been working out? He's like, a little. Look, you look more buff, but does exercise make you taller as well? So this man has gotten taller. He's buff. And his hair has gotten longer. He's fine as heck. And he doesn't realize that that's going to have an effect on the women around him. Even his sisters notice how handsome he's gotten. He's completed all the goals that he had, except for the 10K run. So that's exactly what he's going to do today. He's starting to look his body over and he's thinking about investing too heavily in his strength stats. He doesn't want to look like a super buff Johnny Bravo. If you've ever seen the Cartoon Network Johnny Bravo, that is the image that I see right here in front of me. And he's giggling at the prospect of him looking like that. Right. So he's thinking that even if I'm capable of causing a lot of damage with my attacks, it won't mean anything if I can't hit the target and vice versa. So he's going to bring up his speed, his agility, his intelligence, his sense, and his health. He's going to bring all those things up just so that everything is a nice, healthy balance. Wondering if everything is enough for him to be okay. All right, so he just received a phone call from the Hunters Association, maybe. And he answers it and somebody is screaming into his ear, wondering why that he hasn't been answering their calls. And he's like, what the heck is your problem? So I've been calling you because I haven't received this month's rent yet. This is landlord. Of course, even though you've been in the hospital, whatever you're doing, bills still gonna come. The world's still gonna turn. So you got to play catch up, buddy. So he hung up, thinking that he may have gone through a second awakening. Of course, there's a first awakening when your powers start to develop. And if you have been reading along, you know that he was the weakest hunter of all mankind. And he still has that title because people don't know that he's gotten stronger, that he's had the second awakening, except for the Hunters Association, who tested him out, but he didn't really rank. He didn't really get anything on the meter because he hadn't started exercising yet. So the more you experience, the more experience you have, and the higher you rank, the more valuable the essence stones you attain from magic beasts will be. In order to defeat these higher ranking magic beasts, you must likewise venture into higher level gates. So because he's such a weak hunter, he wasn't allowed to get into the higher ranked dungeons because of his stature. So the D and E rank gates appear often. So you therefore have to compete with a lot of low tier hunters because not everybody is strong. And that's why the guilds don't accept E rank hunters. And to make matters worse, it's not easy for E rank hunters to find jobs. And he's still listed as an E rank hunter because he hasn't retested after he's already been tested. These conditions make things pretty hard for me. My official ranking within the association is E rank, and I've never had any experience beyond a C rank gate. Your income is based on your competence. So under normal circumstances, I wouldn't be able to accept my fate as the weakest hunter of all mankind. Should I just retake the exam and boost my ranking? So he's just thinking about all the things that he should do. Should he get better? But he's also concerned that people will start to pay more attention to him if he registers as a higher ranked individual. But he needs to make money. So in order to do that, he's going to have to be a part of a great strike squad. So he's thinking like, okay, well, he just got a notification that there is a dungeon that's appeared and he's been requested to be there. And of course, someone's happy to see him, saying, hey, I'm Hong Dong Suk. What's your name? I'm Song Jin Woo. You said that you are A rank, right? He said, yes. And then he said, oh, I know you. Of course, the people know who he is. He's the weakest hunter on the planet. Isn't that right? So they're laughing at him and everything and making fun, poking jibs at him. And they're wanting him to, you know, sign deals so that he won't be pretty much thinking that he's going to get anything better than what he signed up for. So now that Song Jin Woo is so powerful, he's able to see people's ranks, thinking that I think all five of them are at least C rank and four are D rank or lower. looks like I'm just filling in. So they're talking to him, and one of the little young fellas, Yujin Hu, who is 22 years old and also a D rank, comes up and talks to him and is excited to see that there's someone else there who's around the same age as him. My mom just liked one of my Facebook posts, so please excuse that ting that just happened. And if you aren't following me on Facebook at 513 Heartbeat, what you doing? What you got going on that you can't follow me? And engage with me. I talk back. What's up, y'all? But to continue along, him and Yujin Hu are getting along well. And he's noticing that Yujin Hu has some really expensive gear. Like, it's extra fancy. He's shining and sparkling and whatnot. And of course, the other fellas are looking at him like, yeah, so we about to take advantage of you. And he's asked, Song Jin-woo is wanting to know what he is supposed to be doing on this raid. Nothing much, just carry our bags and keep up with us. That's all I want y'all to do. Now, it's a huge googob of stuff that they want him to carry. All, just everything that he's supposed to be carrying is like all the pickaxes and shovels and their backpacks filled with food and whatnot. Like dang, like, why is there so many backpacks? And then they're wanting to know if they have even a healer that's supposed to be going with them. And they say, yeah, you probably know this already, but it's hard to recruit a healer for a private strike squad. This is how we've always gone about business. So it's actually really illegal for them to go in without having a healer. But they're going in anyway, and the contract that they're wanting to sign is, I have read and understood that the strike squad will not be responsible for any accidents that happen inside the dungeon. And it's making him a bit anxious to go in there without having a healer. But he's going to go anyway, because Sung Jin-woo doesn't back down. And he likes the little fella, little D-rank fella, Yujin Hu, who has got all these, like, sparkling. I'm looking at the imagery, y'all, and it's funny. Because Yujin Hu is, like, all happy to see Jin-woo, and he's like, really? He's got the little shaded half face, and he's looking at him like, bro, like, why'd you have to get so dressed up for this? And so he knows that he's a noob. And that is the end of episode 18. Going into episode 19. I love this. This is so much fun, y'all. This is so much fun to me. So the episode 19. Song Jin-woo puts on the heavy packs with pickaxes and shovels and everything, and he's ready to go with the rest of the group into the dungeon. And Yujin, who is wondering, isn't that pack heavy? Are you okay? And Song Jin-woo is like, yeah, it's manageable. He's thinking, thanks to his strength stats, that this is a piece of cake. Of course, for you. If anything, I feel like it's going to make him stronger. He's telling that Yujin, who is pretty chatty, being that this is a serious situation. And Yujin, who is like, it's just that people usually love hearing what I have to say. So you telling me that you don't want to hear me is weird. He said, being a hunter is just a hobby of his. So that instantly pissed Song Jin-woo off. He's thinking like, he must be a business tycoon or something. So they finally make it to the dungeon, and it's looking like the gate is a rare kind of gate. Doksung, you sure that this is a C-rank gate? It looks massive. Of course, I'm sure. Why would the association lie to us? I heard the surveyors even came by to look at the gate. Song Jin-woo, this gate seems kind of big. Do you think it's safe to go in? Is this your first time? The amount of mana or mana waves that are emitted in the gate is showing that it's a pretty high rank gate. So they're trying to figure out, you know, whether or not they want to go in. And the main leader of the group is like, hey, let's go in. And everybody's like, okay, let's rock. The other fellas are laughing at Yujin Hu because they know that he's a noob, and like, they just like, let's go, let's just do this. Everyone seems to have a proper equipment, and this sure is different from the D rank and E rank dungeons that he's been into before. So when they step into the gate, it's pitch black. Ooh, and there are tunnels everywhere when the magician or the sorcerer lights up the place. They're wondering, why aren't there any magic beasts? Because they stepped into the place and they're alone. But Sungjin Woo is hearing some things. It means that the fact that there aren't any glowing stones means that the magic beasts in this dungeon like darkness. It's not that there aren't any beasts, they just haven't shown up yet. Intelligent beasts would have difficulty surviving in a dungeon that's completely dark. And if these are the beasts that can survive in the dark, they probably don't rely on their eyesight. And that what lives in the dark in groups and attacks when they see light. Ooh, it's an insect type beast, Sungjin Woo screams. Insects, are we inside of an anthill? Stop freaking us out, man. So they're all freaking out, trying to figure out which direction they're coming from because they're starting to hear the rumble and it's getting louder. So Sungjin Woo tell everyone to look up, and here comes a horde of ants, little red ants coming down from the tunnel on top of their heads or above their heads. And the fella who is leading the pack has a huge shield, and he's telling the beast to come at him instead of everyone else because he's the tank of the group. And while he's getting their attention, everyone else is attacking them from the rear end. The fight ensues, and he's trying to get everyone to stay in formation. Now, there's two fellas on the group who are happy to be slashing and dashing everyone, while Yujin Hu and his fancy equipment makes up for his lack of skills and experience. He knows that everyone is doing a good job, but he's starting to feel a little bit frustrated because I feel like Sungjin Woo knows that he's stronger than everybody there. Ooh, he knows that his sense stats are more helpful than he thought. And they're asking him, like, how'd you even know that this was a place filled with insects? And like what in the, like, how do you know? And they're giving him his praise and happy that he came there. So they see the beast that Sungjin Woo killed. And they're seeing that the burns weren't caused by magic. Whatever hit or killed the beast that they've been killing, they've already been eaten. Could it be a boss, or this smells like money? Ooh, he said it smells like money. And his eyes are glowing red, and so are the other people in his crew. Now, Sungjin Woo is noticing the weird vibe that he's getting from everyone else, and except for Jin Hu. And he's like, you know, Jin Hu, your sword and shield are expensive, right? And he's like, what? Oh, yeah, my dad got them for me since this is my first raid. He said, I'm not too sure, but I think we should be careful. Wondering what this is. Everyone looks all dark and mischievous and evil. I was wondering, what is this ominous feeling And that's how the end of episode 19 comes to play. And we're moving on to episode 20. We're going to stop at episode 21. But this is good. Like, it's heading in a steady pace. It's building you up and it's making you want to keep reading. So if you do have to pay ink, it's worth it. It's definitely worth continuing to read along in the story. And they're telling, he's like, it starts off with him, the last statements from the last episode. And then it shows you a map of exactly where they are, where the portal is, and how far into the dungeon they've come. There are times when you have to explore the dungeon's interior for many days, and times when you make it to the boss's lair in a matter of hours. There haven't even been any noteworthy battles in this dungeon, but it's shaped like a maze, so we've had to spend a lot of our time walking. My job is to carry the bags. As long as this doesn't go wrong, Sung Jin was thinking, there's no reason for him to take part in the battle. I'll be paid without even having to fight. It sounded like a good deal to me. And he's thinking, like, beware, whatever they had a conversation with, the other fellas, they saying, beware the lizards. He's got a sudden warning listening to in on their conversation. I don't know why those words came to mind, but the one thing I'm certain of is that if I had a bad feeling about something, I'm never wrong. So they come into this space and they're thinking that it's weird. They've been walking for a while now, but they haven't seen a single magic beast with all four limbs intact. So they've been just walking past carcasses the whole time they've been in the dungeon. The leader stops and someone walks into his back and they decide to look up. They're in this huge cavern and they see that all the insects that they were battling when they first came into the dungeon are wrapped up in these pods that are created out of spider webs. And they know now that they have entered into the boss's lair. They're saying to get ready, but nothing's happening. Nothing's happening at all. So they're thinking, like, holy crap, what's about to happen? They walk a little further into the dungeon or the lair of the huge beast or the boss beast, and they see that there's a huge deposit of mana crystals. And they feel like, man, we hit the jackpot. These have less mana than the essence stones that they get from hunting magic beasts. So they're dirt cheap, but there's so many of them that if they sell them, they'll make like a billion won worth. Now, Dong-suk, won't this make your little brother jealous? He's laughing. They're both laughing together. Don't mention him, especially at times like this. So Dong-suk is looking at the mana crystals.
He's staring at the mana crystals. Y'all, my headphones went out right in the middle of my recording. Which is so bullcrap. I'm gonna have to go to Walmart a little later, but I'm still on with the show. On with the show. Now, when I was rudely interrupted, I was telling you about Dong-suk and how he is pretty much standing and reviewing these mana crystals that are inside of this huge dungeon. And they've entered the lair of the boss beast, but Song Jin-woo is wary of Dong-suk and his party because they're starting to admit, like, act strange and emit this weird energy, dark energy. And when they enter into the dungeon in the first place, they are noticing that there's not a whole lot of activity inside of the dungeon, until Zhang Jinwoo notices that above them is the ants, or the little mini spiders, or whatever these things are, and they're coming flying down at them from above their heads. They're all able to fight off these beasts and continue on their way, and realize that they are in a maze-like dungeon. So if they can get stuck in there for days if they're not careful. But lucky for them, they were able to make it to where the boss's lair is. And they're talking amongst themselves. And, you know, some of Dong-suk's party is mentioning his brother. But there are other people who's like, hey, don't mention his brother at a time like this. And while he is envisioning, you know, the past and thinking about his brother, his brother had switched from being a Korean hunter over to being an American hunter. And he's thinking, like, how dare you betray your own country and move to the States for money? Like, really, money is so important to you that you'd leave your own family behind? And he knows that his brother sees him as a weakling, but that's all about to change. With this opportunity, his strike squad will grow in power, that is. So his strike squad is saying, we hit the jackpot. It's at least, you know, 100 million won a piece divided. And they're excited. And, you know, they start looking at Song Jin-woo and Jin-ho. And they're like, you know, they're over here having this conversation, thinking that he's an ex, because Jin-ho is saying that, give me the contract that you signed. I'm an expert when it comes to this kind of stuff. Excuse me, I'd like to ask you all about something. Mr. Hong, this is Jin-woo's contract. As you can see, it only states how the essence stones gained from the hunting will be divided. Nothing about how the other goods will be distributed. Can you explain why that part was left out? So everyone is, they have this really dangerous demeanor. They're quiet and their arms are crossed and they're like, like, you've touched on a touchy subject. You know, he pretty much aired out that space. You know, he addressed the elephant in the room. Shouldn't the mana crystals be split among the 10 of us and not 9? So pretty much they're leaving out Song Jin-woo and the fact that he's not getting any mana crystals. So Dong-suk, he says, of course we should split the crystals equally. I'm already aware. But before that, there's something we need to take care of. And he looks up and he can see this enormous spider just looking down on them, listening to them, watching his prey. It's not making any sound. It's not moving or anything like that. It's just watching them. And when the fellas finally see that the dungeon boss is above their heads watching their every move, they're terrified. And he says, Dong-suk says, as you guys may already know, the gate will close once we defeat the boss. So before we defeat that spider, we need to first mine the mana crystals and transport them. Thankfully, it looks like the spider's asleep because he's full. This could be our chance to collect the crystals. So they instantly start asking about the equipment. And he asks one of his one of his already members, do you have the equipment? He said, nope. Who would have known there'd be mana crystals in a C-rank dungeon? I left all the mining equipment back in the car. Come on, man. I always tell you to do a thorough preparation. That's what Dongsuk is saying to his other party member. And they're over here having this weird conversation, knowing that they told Jin Woo to bring in all the mining equipment. Talking about, I'm sorry, but can the two of you stay here and stay in guard? So they're telling them, Song Jin Woo and Jin Ho, to stay in guard while they go out and look for the mining equipment to bring it back. But Jin Woo has it on his back. Like, what are y'all talking about? So Jin Ho is like, shocked, like, what are you talking about? You want just the two of us to stay in the boss lair? The heck? Like, and Dongsuk is saying, don't worry, it'll be fine. He's asleep. There's nothing to worry about. He's already eaten enough food. Look at him. He's got the itis. And then he says, Yu Jin-ho, you said this is your first raid, right? And Song Jin-woo, this is your first time in a C-rank dungeon. Is that right? It'll be okay. You can trust me. So he and the other party members decide to walk out. He said, there shouldn't be a problem. The spider hasn't woken up, even though we've been talking loudly. So they all head out, saying that they'll be right back. According to the rules, at least 10 people are needed to venture inside a C-rank gate. There are 8 members in the strike squad, including him, and including Song Jin-woo and Yu Jin-ho. So Hong Dong-suk said they've been working like this for a long time. That means they've been in and out of a lot of C-rank gates. So as they're walking away, Dong-suk says to one of his other party members, block the entrance to the boss lair. His eyes are glowing red, ready for murder. Murderous intent is on his mind. So of course they don't need to fill in the 2 empty spots in their strike squad. So why should they even think about Song Jin-woo and Jin-ho? Kaboom! Explosion happens and it closes up the entrance to the boss lair. Jin-ho is instantly terrified, screaming loudly. And Jin-woo was like, just as I thought, they're the lizards. And that is the end of episode 21. Ring a ding ding ding. Oh my goodness. Like, and you're left to wonder, like, what's gonna happen? Did that explosion wake up the spider, the ginormous spider that they were left in the room with? Or did it knock any of the creatures loose that were wrapped up in the spider web? Like, is, you know, what's gonna happen next? Find out on the next episode. Find out on the next episode of Bum, bum, bum. Solo Leveling with Song Jin-woo, The Journey, here on 513 Heartbeat with yours truly, Sugar Renee. I got more coming your way, so stay tuned, and I hope you're having fun with me, because I'm having fun with y'all, even if I'm just talking to maybe 3 or 4 of y'all. Alright, my beautiful beings, thank you so much for sticking it out with me for Solo Leveling episodes 17 through 21. That was such a fun journey, and now I am ready to give y'all the best reviews y'all have ever heard. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, but I'm ready to get into the reviews of 3 awesome webcomics coming from Manta. If you hadn't heard the very first episode that I did for Let's Talk About Webtoons, I mentioned that I am an avid reader of the Manta app. I have a subscription on there for $3, which is well worth it, for I get to read any webtoon that I want to read without having to stop to pay for ink or to do anything like that. Just a subscription gives you so much, and I wish that all the other ones, nah, no, I don't. I'd be paying too much money. But yeah, it's well worth the subscription. And if you have the time to go on ahead and subscribe or just download it, really all the webtoons are free to read, but you have to wait. I don't like to wait, hence I subscribed. Okay, so the very first review that we are going to do is for a webcomic called The Modern Vampire Slayers. It's a horror mystery webtoon, has about 60 episodes or chapters for you to read, and they're so good. If you have a subscription, you don't have to pay to read ahead, and if you don't, you'd have to wait like a week, because it updates weekly. Every Saturday you'll be able to read a new one. Alright, so the summary reads, only the Slayer can save the world. Long ago, vampires were created by the devil as destroyers of humanity. Now, a vampire is after something but can disguise itself like anyone. What happens when an experienced and blood-crazed vampire gets loose in the city and no one is there to stop it? Oh, doesn't that just make you want to read it? No, but it's good. It's very action-packed. So if you're looking for an action-type manga or a webtoon, this is the one. This is the one for you. Now, it's already completed the first season. So if you get into it, you'll be able to read every single one of the episodes for free, because everything's already updated. And I give this story a 10 out of 10 rating because of how good it is. The art is beautiful, makes you want to continue to read. When they say someone is beautiful, that person's beautiful. Now, when they say somebody is ugly, that thing's ugly. Now, these vampires, they aren't the beautiful, picture of perfection that you're used to seeing vampires being. These vampires are slid, and I do mean S-L-I-D, slid. They ugly, and they show you just how ugly they are in this series. So if you want to read that, it is called The Modern Vampire Slayers. Check it out on Manta, the app. Okay, the next is my all-time favorite. I gotta talk about it. My all-time favorite, which is I'll Save This Damn Family, which is a romance and fantasy webcomic on Manta. And it is so stinking cute, y'all. It's super cute. Okay, it has right now about 59 episodes deep in season one. And it updates every Wednesday. And it's so worth the read. So worth it. Now, the summary reads, they walked over me. Now I rule over them. After being murdered, Yeonwoo is reincarnated as Tara Elias, the unremarkable and incompetent fifth daughter of the Elias family. How will Tara Elias, the nobody of the family, save the entire household from its grisly ending and become the ruler of the kingdom? Read on to find out. Now, this story right here, it grabbed me because it's about a plump woman. She got hips, dips, and curves. So if you are looking for a book that is catering to just the beautiful, you know, well, of course, she's beautiful, but I mean like the stereotypic beauty, this may not be for you. This is about natural beauty and all its uglies and beauties and naturalness. And that's what pulled me into it, because I'm a body positive type of person. I got hips, dips, and curves, and the fact that they created a webtoon that is about a woman who is plump and sexy and stands in her power and creativity, doesn't let anybody walk all over her. I love, 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 love this webtoon. And if you're asking for my rating, you know that it's beyond 10. I rank this above the last one that I wrote, like this, or rather the last one that I told you all about. It's awesome. The art is beautiful, extremely colorful. I mean, it's not as detailed as the Vampire Slayers, but the story, it'll make you laugh. It'll make you angry at the right places. So if you have the time to read it, it's definitely worth your time to read. Now, Totem Realm. This is an honorable mention. I want to get into that, but I'm going to say that this is quite the sexy little webtoon. And it has 49 episodes. The characters in it, whoever drew this really loves the male and female anatomy, but mostly the male anatomy, because the main character in this story, his abs, his biceps, his legs, his hair, like, he's just beautiful. So if you ever have time to read Totem's Realm and get your rocks off, you might just be interested in reading this webcomic. It has about 49 episodes in it to read. It's very detailed, very, very beyond detailed. Now, the last but never least webcomic that I want to tell you about is called The Golden Forest. And this little web series, it'll make you mad. It'll make you sad. Like, it's a fantasy and it's a romance comic. And it updates every Saturday. So we just had an update. It's about 39 episodes deep. And the summary reads, a slave girl blessed with a curse. Don't forget you owe me a life and you promised to be mine. Renee was blessed with the ability to charm men by the goddess Ayana or Iana. But for her, it feels more like a curse. After being taken as a slave to the Golden Forest, she flees to the Northland, where she finds Khan and saves his life. This story, like, it has some very serious topics in it. It's of course, it's romance and fantasy, but it touches on, like, you know, how slaves were treated, how women are treated, and, you know, the womanizing nature that was very present in the past, as well as, you know, how women are treated like just objects and things that could be thrown away and taken advantage of. And if you are looking for something to broaden your mind or broaden how you think or broaden or to enlighten you as to, you know, you should maybe respect the women around you more, this may be a story for you to read, because it will take you there. It's called The Golden Forest. Updates every Saturday and it's 39 episodes in. So check it out. Check it out. It's on the Mantis app. All right, so that is for my reviews. That is the last one. I ranked that one
at least an 8. And it's not because it's not good, but it's because of how angry it makes me. Like, how you going? Like, but I can't stop reading it. How you gonna make me so angry? But I love you. Like, I love you. I love to read you. But I'm mad. Now, next Saturday, like I told y'all, I plan on having some fun with y'all. We're gonna have some fun next Saturday. I'll be interviewing a lovely lady by the name of Kendra Crump. And you can find her on Instagram as the Kendra Crump Show. She is a comedian and she is funny, y'all. She's so funny. And if you have the opportunity to check out her Instagram, please do, because you will be quite entertained. She funny. And tastefully so, too. She is tastefully funny. So if you have the opportunity to check out our show on Saturday, we will be posting it live on the Stereo app under 513 Heartbeat. And you can listen live and you can also commentate on the show as you listen in. And, you know, just enjoy the conversation. Join in if you have the opportunity to. You know, we're on the Stereo app and 513 Heartbeat Anchor app. But you can listen to us everywhere. So the show that is going to be live recorded next Saturday will be posted by this time on Sunday, 3:00. So either tune in live or just tune in just to listen. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning into the 513 Heartbeat show that's being presently aired on this Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning and rocking with me throughout all my ups and downs, my ins and outs and backs and forths. Thank you so much. And today's quote, I'm gonna give it to you, is one of, you know, inspiration. In my personal life, I've been going through a transformation of careers and, you know, just thinking like, you know, if I knew now, or if I knew then what I know now, would I still be in the same situation that I'm in now? I've been taken up to reading a whole lot of nice inspirational books, Power, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the like, and, you know, books that I saw before. I knew what it was, but I never actually picked it up. And it's got my mind thinking in different ways that I never had before. So if you get the opportunity to read some really good books, those two are some that you should dive into, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Now, today's quote is this. Just because it is a dream, it doesn't mean that it can't come true. So if you say it, be ready to put in the work to make it come to fruition. Cause dreams don't happen every day. So open your mind, open your eyes, and get up ready to play. Just get up and do it, y'all. Because in a book I read before, if you lay down, if you steal, you die. So move today and live tomorrow. And that's all. So tonight's beat. Tonight's beat. I ain't even got a beat for y'all. I'm going to just post one. I've been getting into this lo-fi hip-hop And I just learned that you can post these and create a whole playlist for people to listen to on a consistent basis on your YouTube. So I'm going to be creating one of those for you guys to relax and to study to, and just to, you know, listen to my beats to, or whatever, or listen to my podcast to, you know, just jam on it. Like, so that way, whatever I post on here, whatever beat that I am promoting or featuring for the weekend, you can go onto my YouTube and listen to it on playback, on repeat. So I hope y'all have a wonderful Sunday. I hope the start of your week leaves you in good thoughts. I hope that you are able to open your mind to beautiful possibilities. Whatever business that you're looking to start, if it's your time, be vigilant. Go for it. But if you are, you know, thinking that, you know, I want to start this, but my instincts are telling me that I should hold off, then wait. But at the same time, you know, don't stop. Get it. Make that money, honey. My nieces and nephews are calling my name. So with that being said, I love y'all and y'all have a good Sunday. And I look forward to seeing and speaking to y'all again on Saturday. Many blessings. Peace.